Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker says his chamber will have its last floor session on Thursday. The state Senate may continue its work until March, but the window is closing for lawmakers to pass new legislation this year.
One major item of business, Republicans, some of them, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers are continuing talks over a potential deal on property tax relief.
A sticking point is the future of a veto by Governor Evers in the last state budget that raised per pupil school funding for 400 years, and the state Senate's leader says he's been left out of the loop.
We're checking in on that story and what else the state legislature might do in the last days of its session with our Capitol Bureau team. Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR State Capitol reporter. Anya, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
And Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau chief. Sean, hi.
Hey, Rob.
Anya, let's start with this property tax thing. Before we get to the details, why are property taxes and the governor's veto tied together at this point?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, property taxes are really high right now, the highest they've been in many years. And everyone kind of agrees on that fact, but they don't really agree on why. So Republicans say it all comes back to Evers' 400-year veto. That is back in 2023 during the budget cycle. He did this kind of famous move during the budget signing. He crossed out some letters and some numbers, and he made what was supposed to be a 2-year increase in school revenue limits last for 400 years. And so effectively what that did is open the door for school districts to raise property taxes without going to referendum indefinitely. And so there's this kind of push-pull here because property taxes are part of how you fund schools. And Evers has said he did what he had to do because Republicans haven't been releasing enough state aid for schools overall. And so that's kind of the tent poles of the negotiations. It's this idea of kind of trading tax relief, which Republicans always want, for more state money for schools.
Sean, the Republican leaders of Wisconsin's Assembly and Senate, people might think, well, they're all Republicans, right? They're all on the same page. Well, hold on. Let's listen to Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux from an interview with Upfront on WISN Milwaukee.
You know, if the Speaker and the Governor really want to get something done and not just score political points or pressure the Senate into whatever they want to do, maybe they should include one house that needs to be part of the process.
So, Sean, what's going on with these negotiations? Voss in the Assembly, Governor Evers, but apparently not the leader of the Senate?
I mean, sometimes we have to read between the lines in these things, but Devin Lemieux is kind of laying it all out there. He feels like Senate Republicans were left out of this, that, you know, we talk about negotiations between Voss and Evers because, you know, we always describe Voss as the most powerful Republican in the legislature. He's been there a long time. He does kind of take the lead when it comes to the Republican position in state government. But there is this other chamber of the legislature. And, you know, when you feel left out, it can prevent stuff from happening. And I think right now, Devin Lemieux feels left out or feels like he's been marginalized. Senate Republicans have been marginalized in these negotiations. So, you know, if they're not all three on board, stuff can't get done. You know, you can't pass it in just the Assembly and call it a deal. It has to get everybody on board.
Anya, sometimes the state of communications between Democratic Governor Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature has been none, right? There have been points where they just don't seem to talk to each other. But you've looked at the communications between Governor Evers and Speaker Voss and their people. There's talking going on. What are the negotiations looking like right now?
Yeah, there has been a real kind of shift in communication. So even just a couple of weeks ago, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he would not kind of consider any type of deal on this unless the veto was repealed. And that's sort of the line that Devin Lemieux is still on. But recently, there has been some movement on the side of Speaker Voss that he wants some kind of relief, even if it doesn't include that repeal. And so the details of those negotiations, according to emails that were shared with WisPolitics, it's basically a $1.3 billion package in all, roughly, drawing from the state surplus. So that would include $550 million toward the school levy tax credit. That's kind of the most direct form of relief for homeowners in there. And then also about $97 million for no tax on tips. So those are kind of the Republican desires right there. And then in exchange, Evers wants $200 million for the special education reimbursement rate and $450 million for general school aid. That's also kind of an indirect form of property tax relief, because that then drives down how much districts can raise because they're getting more state aid.
Sean, with the clock ticking here, basically a week-ish left, you might think, okay, this is the time to do little stuff, loose ends. Big changes to property tax and school funding sounds like a really big thing for them to be tackling at this point in the game, right?
I mean, it is one of the big issues, yes. And I think a reflection of the fact that they are hearing it from constituents, you know, there is an argument that, to be made for Republicans, that if they lose on this, they win in a way. Like, if property taxes are high, they can point to the Democratic governor and say, hey, he did that. But they're not running against Tony Evers, though. Tony Evers is not seeking a third term. They have to go out there. And in the case of Assembly Republicans, there are maybe, you know, 5 to 7 districts where they really need to figure out what their message is going to be. And so in those districts, what do you hear as a pitch to voters from some of these swing candidates? Well, I worked across the aisle. I reached bipartisan deal. I'm willing to compromise. You hear these messages over and over in these 50-50 districts. And so it could be that right now at this late stage, Robin Voss is making the calculation that, hey, this is something that I want to cut a deal on this issue for those lawmakers.
We're talking about negotiations at the state capitol, some last-minute business as the legislative session comes to a close. Sean Johnson is with us, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief. Anya Van Wagtendonk, WPR State Capitol Reporter. Another unresolved issue in the legislature is online sports gambling. Sean, there's a bill. This is happening all over the country, right? What do we got going in Wisconsin?
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. It's one of those issues where I think we legitimately do not know how it's going to turn out. You do see all over the country companies like DraftKings or FanDuel. They offer online sports betting. You know, it's basically like going to the casino, but you don't have to go there. You just place these bets on your phone. What the tribes in Wisconsin want is a bill that would allow that, but with the caveat that the servers for these online sports betting platforms would have to be hosted on tribal property. So if a company like DraftKings wanted to do this, they would have to pay a sizable fee to the tribes. So they're pushing for that bill. These companies that have cut better deals for themselves in other states are saying, no, that's not what we want. We want a more open, you know, gambling marketplace, basically. And then you have some conservative Republicans out there, socially conservative Republicans, who say, look, we don't even want to go down the road of expanding gambling. It's a social ill, basically, that we're going to get people addicted to gambling, and we don't want to do that. So very much we do not know how this is going to go. If they pass something on this, it's more than likely going to take a coalition of Democratic and Republican lawmakers, and, you know, that gets tricky.
Anya, another bill you have your eye on relates to Wisconsin Eye, sort of a Wisconsin version of C-SPAN, funding problems there. Bring us up to date on a bill that aims to keep that that eye on the state legislature.
Yeah. You know, whenever I talk about Wisconsin, I have to give a little disclosure, which is that I host a kind of politics roundup show for them, or I should say I used to before these kind of funding issues started happening. Separate from my little corner of things, the really central thing that WISI does is provide kind of, as you mentioned, gavel to gavel coverage of everything that goes on in the Capitol, Senate sessions, assembly sessions, committee hearings, press conferences, Supreme Court arguments, all that kind of thing. They hit this kind of financial hole. They went off the air in December. And so for a few weeks, there was no way of seeing what was going on in the Capitol short of going there yourself. And so lawmakers kind of responded in mixed ways. But then recently there was a bipartisan press conference and then a bipartisan proposal from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, who said that they wanted to see WISI come back. And so they've put forward a bill that would establish an endowment to make sure that WISI, you know, doesn't hit these kind of funding issues in the future, with some new conditions attached. So the board would need to be appointed by a mix of Democratic and Republican leadership from both chambers. And then they'd also have to submit an annual financial report. So perhaps a little bit more financial oversight to kind of make sure that this situation doesn't happen again. And in the very short term, a small amount of money has been released so that they are, in fact, back up and running in sort of a more shoestring way.
I want to get each of your takes on this legislative session, the last regular session in a potentially transformative election year. What are your thoughts on the big story? What is the big story out of this session? Sean, let's start with you.
I always try to think about this in terms of, like, if I were to look back at this period 20 years from now, what story I'm going to look at and say, wow, they actually did that. And, you know, it's probably a fool's errand because who knows what we're going to be looking at in 20 years. But for me, it is the budget and the bipartisan deal on the budget between Democratic Governor Tony Evers, Republicans really led by Speaker Voss. It's not the first bipartisan budget we've ever had, but they're becoming increasingly rare in Wisconsin. And this one was very bipartisan, and it was struck in the middle of the night to beat a sort of deadline that was being pushed on states by Republicans who run the federal government. So I was just kind of watching that with my eyes wide as that debate unfolded. That sticks out to me.
Sean, I've got you on my calendar for 2046. Anya, what stood out to you?
Yeah, I also, you know, this is the first session after the maps were changed, the legislative maps were changed to be more favorable for Democrats and to kind of make things more competitive in certain ways. And so I think we saw some interesting kind of power struggles playing out because of that. So, for example, we saw Republicans trying to pass many more constitutional amendments, which is a way of kind of asserting their policy preferences without risk of veto power and kind of getting those enshrined so that if they do lose power in coming election cycles, you know, their laws are much harder to overturn. So I thought that was really interesting. And then certain thematic things that we see, you know, playing out in Washington, really playing out here in Wisconsin. So one of those things being gender issues, tons and tons of legislation around that, that I think we're also going to see being used as an election messaging tool over the course of the next year.
Anya, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And Sean, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, and Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR's State Capitol Reporter. We've been talking about business at the State Capitol as the legislative session comes to a close.